Absolutely. The arrest happened down in Birmingham, Alabama, this morning at approximately 9:30 hours. The arrest was actually made by the U.S. Marshal Service's Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force. That's our contingent down in that area. The investigation up here was being handled by the Cardiff Task Force. That's the Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force. And that's comprised of the Baltimore City Police, the U.S. Marshals, Maryland State Police, Baltimore City Sheriffs, Howard County Police, and a couple other things. And we were being aided by the Baltimore County Police, who was working there under the investigation. Working together, leads were determined that Anderson had fled the area and moved down to Alabama, Birmingham area. Once that was determined, we set out a collateral lead down to that area to the Gulf Coast Task Force. We were able to surround the location where we believed him to be. They surveilled the location, and once Anderson was seen, he was taken into custody.
Did that occur peacefully? Was there a struggle or any other problems?
From the information that we received so far, there was no struggle, and the arrest was made without incident.
What is next for him, extradition to Maryland?
He's going to be going in the local authority down in Birmingham, and since there's no federal charges, he can't be brought up by our JPAT system, our prisoner transport system, so he's going to be way down there for an extradition hearing, and Baltimore County or Baltimore City will go pick him up.
All right, and I don't know if you can. Can you tell us how you managed to locate him, what type of lead developed in this case?
Unfortunately, we did not, because the investigation is still ongoing, and much of the information was found that people were cooperating and aiding him in his flight, so there's still a possibility that charges will be pressed against those people.
Right, I understand. David, I appreciate your talking to us. Anything else we need to mention in this?
No, sir. I mean, it's just a great cooperative effort by a number of law enforcement entities focusing on one purpose and not worried about who's going to get the credit, but just looking to take this bad guy off the streets.